Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday music program on the Voice of Mongolia. Throughout this Sunday music program, we'll talk about the Mongolian renowned music band called The Who. Please sit back and enjoy the musical maestro of Hunnu rock. In 2019, an NPR study put a spotlight on a band from Mongolia that blends the screaming guitar of heavy metal and traditional Mongolian guttural singing, accurately highlighting the cultural importance and the unique musical identity of The Who. Founded in 2016 in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, The Who consists of four members including Gala, Jaya, Temka and Enkhush. They are a modern rock group rooted in the tradition of their homeland. The band's two most popular videos, Yuwe Yuwe and Wolf Totem, were produced by the band's producer, Dashka. Let's check out the music that first blew up on the internet, called Yuwe Yuwe.
Oh.
The band's name translates to the Mongolian root word for human being, and their unique approach blends instruments like the murunghur, also known as horsehead fiddle, a Mongolian guitar called topshur, and tumurkhur, also known as jaw harp, and their throat singing with contemporary sounds, creating a unique sonic profile that they call Hunnu rock. The music called Wolf Totem is unique as it has two versions, the original and the one featuring Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach. Let's try the second version.
Don't worry.
Their debut album, 2019's The Gehrig, debuted at the number one on the World Album and the Top New Artist charts. Proving their global appeal, The Who have sold out the venues across the world in North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. The band has released their second album titled The Rumble of Thunder. The new album includes 13 new songs such as This is Mongol, Shihi Hutu, Tatar Warrior, Black Thunder, and Mother Nature. Let's check out the music called Shihi Hutu from the second album, Rumble of Thunder.
Thank you.
Mongolian folk metal band has announced their participation in upcoming Knotfest Australia Festival. This news comes as the band has officially unveiled their 2024 touring schedule on their official platforms. The Who will be taking the stage at Knotfest Australia, performing in Melbourne on March 21st, Sydney on March 23rd, and Brisbane on March 24th. Now let's dive into the music called Tatar Warrior. Throughout their journey, they created the soundtrack for the EA game Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Let's end our Sunday music program with that soundtrack. This is your host Bumblebee, and I'll talk to you next time.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Baishte.